Welcome to the Purity Talks podcast. This podcast is all about normalizing the narrative of sex in the Christian community and the church. Let me be honest with you. For me, being in church, I found it very difficult to find someone willing to keep it all the way 100 with me and who was able to deal with me keeping it 100 too. It was almost impossible to find someone non-judgmental who would drop out the Christianese, please, and who would give me some real practical solutions. On this podcast, you'll be hearing from me with 11 years of abstinence and my friends, both male and female, as we share our tips, failures and successes in our purity walk, whether single, courting or married. I am your host, Sherlene Wilson.
All right, so this episode is our wow. Sorry, that was actually really quite funny. But yeah, you know, this episode is a really interesting episode where a very, very dear friend of mine, Natasha Robinson, speaks about how to manage her sexual purity as a leader. Now, the reason why this episode just really does touch my heart is because a bit of my backstory, which you may really know about from these podcasts, is that I had attended a church as a young person and I was groomed and raped by a leader of the church. So this episode for me just really just makes you think, like, as a leader, like, you have responsibility, like, you have a duty of care, not just for yourself, but for the people in your environment, for the people that you lead. So if you're a leader and you are challenged with sexual purity, I really, really, really just encourage you to seek the help that you need. You know, I've been the recipient of a leader who hadn't managed their sexual purity, who hadn't managed their boundaries, who was quite happy with grooming, manipulating, and subsequently raping somebody. They were not fortified or pure in their soul enough to for them to not do that. And I've seen the effects of that. And to be honest, a part of, you know, In fact, to be quite frank, Purity Talks has come out of that experience. It is the fruit, the good fruit that has come as a part of that testimony. What I'm saying in that is, if you are a leader, male or female, please do yourself a favor. Do the people that you lead a favor, the people that you influence, do them a favor and get yourself, pull yourself together. No judgment here, yeah, no shade, no judgment. I'm just simply saying, as a virtual podcast sister to you, please just get that stuff sorted. So listen to my dear friend Natasha speaking about how she manages her sexual purity as a leader. And there's a bit of a bonus there where a really good friend of mine, Jasnev Richards, also shares too.
I want to go to Natasha and then Jazz. In terms of being a woman in leadership, how are you, because, you know, Natasha goes all around the world, she does lots of different things. How do you manage yourself in environments where you're leading people, you've got men on there, I'm sure there's some hot ones there, you know? So how are you managing that?
So as Sherlene says, I have the privilege of serving people all around the world and doing ministry. But, you know, we were speaking about this on Facebook Live. Like, you could be anointed and horny at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like Holy Ghost and Hops. Other stuff. but what I realize is in those moments where I'm, you know, standing in front of people ministering and I'm trying to get them to learn to hear his voice and learn to be connected, that connection is my survival place, right? You can't give people what you don't have, right? So if I'm a leader and I'm recognizing, like, especially because I'm not young, like, I know I might look young, but I'm like gonna be 36 in 2 weeks.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Vaseline and fantastic. No. But I've had to learn to wait and to wait when there's options to not wait. You know what I'm saying? Where he's like, okay, he's like, yeah, you know, you're beautiful. You love Jesus. And I love Jesus kind of sometimes, most of the time. And, you know, And those invitations come. And so when you think about as a leader, you're like, okay, well, either I'm going to put everything that me and the Lord have built over the last, you know, 2, 3, 10 years on the line and have this moment where I feel my urges being fulfilled and risk it all and have to go and explain because I, you know, on my part, if I fail, my team's going to know about that. Mm-hmm. Like the people, not just my accountability, not just people who are the leaders in my life, but my team, because I put them at risk. So the responsibility of leadership, one, keeps you humble. Because when you realize that people really, oh my gosh, I'm getting emotional. When you realize people rely on you, it trims your life in so many ways. And you also realize that you can't be perfect all the time. So I can't beat myself up for every thought that I have. Dang, he hot. He got on that nice little suit. Man, I wonder what he... Hey, Jesus. Can we just talk about the fact that I've been single for this long? This is a mess. You know what I mean? And you have to actually be that real with the Lord. I feel like that has been my saving grace. Like, God, actually tonight, this thing where I'm sleeping by myself with 50 pillows is not what I want to be doing. This is not, like, I'm just, like, cuddled up with the pillows, like, oh, all right, this is warm a little bit. But this is not the same, you know? And especially since you know what it feels like to be in someone's arms. But as you begin to weigh out, okay, and walk out, okay, Lord, I could have this moment, but what is it going to cost me? Mm-hmm. And what have I already paid for the people who are giving me the privilege to speak into their life, right? Because speaking into people's lives is a privilege, not a right. So I've already paid a cost to build with you. And so I'm going to let that go for this moment where I feel better for 10 seconds until the guilt and the condemnation comes. And then it's just a mess. Mm. And so you have to learn, I think, and this is not just for leaders. This is for anyone. Like, you weigh out with yourself. For me, it's the conversations I would have to have. It would be explaining it to the person that I mentor. Like, I messed up. I'm sorry. And knowing that God would meet me there with his grace, but I don't want to walk through that, you know? The other thing is allowing, so there's that extreme, right? So then the other part is allowing myself to be a human. I could be praying and prophesying or whatever I'm doing and be like, he looks nice. And that is allowed because I'm a human and a woman. And that doesn't mean I got to go and turn up. But it's, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Hey, you know, but it does mean that there's, for me, the focus then becomes, but this is a son. And so how do I approach and honor a son? And do I want, because I would want that in when someone is approaching me. And so I think you recognize, just think about it. Like, there is a cost in following the cross, right? And every one of us will have probably given something up in this room where you were like, dang, that was hard. That was, woo, already almost didn't make it. So for a good example would be, I remember when I was drinking, I was like getting drunk in college because it was the way, you know, I wasn't, if I couldn't have sex, I could just get drunk. It was the other way of medicating. And so I just remember sitting on my bed and I could feel the conviction of the Lord. I was sitting on my bed. I was like, listen, Jesus, I actually like getting drunk. And if you didn't have a problem with it, I wouldn't have a problem with it. And I would keep on rolling on, just keep it going. But this is hurting our relationship. And so for me, because I've seen so much brokenness in relationships, I value wholeness in relationships with my relationship with God and with my relationship with people. And so that actually is one of the greatest managers for me as a single woman in leadership. So.
I love that. I love that. That was brilliant. I love that. You know, one of the things I know for sure is that
there are people who have a heart for God, and I'm not trying to, you know, separate or categorize, but there are people who have a heart for God who may not necessarily be, you know, choosing to live a celibate lifestyle. Do you know what I mean? But they just, and, you know, that's just the way that they're choosing to live. Like, we're not here to say, well, this is how you should be living or this is how you shouldn't. This is just an example of how we are. And if it is something that you, you know, a way that you do want to live, then cool. But if not, then I just don't want anybody to feel like condemnation or anything like that, because that's definitely not our aim. And I think everybody's at different places in their journey. So, you know, there may be, you know, personally for me, I was Christian, but living the life I was living, but knowing that I had a heart for God, but still choosing that. But then along the way, I made the decision, like, actually, I'm not going to live this way. So, you know, Jazz's story, I've known Jazz for, since, should I say it? Since she was three. I've known her a very long time. Practically family we are. And, you know, I've seen her journey. I just want you to speak briefly, trying to just...
Can we get briefly?
Yeah, briefly. Because I've been getting dagger eyes about the time. Because I'm out of time. But I really want to hear from you. And I want you to just share, like, how do you deal with, you know, like, you have five children. You are managing that. You're managing so many different things. How are you balancing life? And of course, you spoke about, you know, 3 years, you've been celibate for 3 years now, and that you backslid. Talk about that part there of living, backsliding, and then now you're back to being celibate. Because I think that's very, very important for people to hear the journey and not just think, ta-da, 10 years, but actually speak to the struggle. Please.
Okay. So, as I said before, after my son being baptized, I ended up sleeping back with my children's father and had my son. And I knew that this was something that I'd have to do on my own. But what I really want to, like, dig in today is that soul ties are not only sexual, but they are mental, if that makes sense. So... the enemy knows exactly what you desire as much as God does, and he will send people to counterfeit or distract you. And for me, the reason why I backslid, because I always sit here, not saying that I beat myself up, but I do think I could have been like 7 years in now, kind of thing. And one night, just one night, I decided that I just wanted to sleep with somebody because I had a mental soul tie with a guy that I couldn't be with, and decided that in my anger and in my frustration, I was going to call somebody and just release myself. And that was it. I literally just had a moment. I think, and since then I've been celibate, praise the Lord, but it hasn't been easy. And I don't have a lot of guy friends around me. I don't have, like, a lot of males around me, because it's just not that. It just doesn't, it's not the way for me anyway. But I feel like it is important to know, because I'm wearing this t-shirt and I'm saying holiness over horniness. It doesn't mean that you don't get horny, because I know that when I'm coming on my period, and I'm just keeping it real, sorry for the men in here, that there's some kind of feeling that comes over me that I just want to just... do you understand what I'm saying? So I just want to turn up and, like... sorry. No, but you have to keep it real, and you have to know yourself. You have to know your surroundings. You have to know, like, you know, because I say, when I see guys, you know, when you're talking about, and you was like, I say, oh, the Lord has made you well, and I move on. Do you understand what I'm saying? Literally, he has made you well, and move on. But just getting to know who you are, your feelings, the times, and what I've started to do is start to talk to my feelings. So when I'm starting to feel horny, I'm like, oh, not today, horny, we're not going to do this. And I will switch over to something else, or I'll start praise dancing, or I'll just call somebody, because I know now the cycle. And I remember sometime between in October, I kept on getting this feeling of really deep depression, loneliness. And one day the Lord revealed it to me, and I recognized that it was the anniversary of my children's father that we were together. So every October, my spirit would feel really downtrodden. As soon as I broke that cycle, it was it was over. So it's just getting to know, sharing, being encouraged, and just, oh yeah, and the day that I had slept with this guy for this one night stand, I called my two sisters and I said to them, look, what happened was... And I just kept it real and I was like, really, really, what's the word? Just blasé about it. I was like, yeah, I slept with this guy and da da da. My sister was like, you what? I said, yeah, I slept with this guy. I wanted to, I did it and I went. And then, like, they were speaking to me and then I started to really show emotion and I broke down and I was wailing on the floor. My sisters were praying with me in tongues. No, seriously, because sometimes you try and toughen it up, innit? What? Like, I wanted sex, innit? What? But, like, being accountable, if you trip over, tell someone. Don't let the enemy mute your mouth. Let everybody know, I had sex. I feel horny. And let people pray for you if necessary.
Thank you so much for listening to the Purity Talks podcast. Now listen, you do not have to do this thing on your own, okay? Stay connected, be a part of the community. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Purity Talks Online. You can also go to www.puritytalks.com where you can book a soiree. The soiree is where I come to you and 14 of your friends and I sit down and help you to create your own personalized purity plan. You can also find out if our Purity Talks live event is coming to a city near you on our tour, and you can also find resources there. So I really, really hope that this podcast blessed you, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.